It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You're listening to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction. Email your questions to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Once again, here's Sean Preble on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word. Great website. If you haven't checked it out recently, head on over there. They're always updating edgeconstructioncompany.com with some recent projects. As a matter of fact, a little bit later on in the program, we're going to talk about a recent basement remodel that they did at Edge Construction. It is titled Cozy Lower Level. And one of the things that's interesting about this particular remodel is it's a very typical basement, and it's actually, the results are absolutely astounding. We're going to break down a little bit about that project as we talk this morning with Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Construction. Mike, how you doing this week?
Great, Sean.
It's great to see you. I haven't given out the phone number, which is important because I've been thinking about doing some remodeling.
You
see those great pictures, you say, well, how do I get in touch with Mike and the team at Edge Construction? You give them a call, 608-636-3343. That number is 636-EDGE. So we'll talk a little bit about that recent basement remodel. We'll also talk about some of the remodels that make good resale value sense. And I think a basement definitely in this project definitely ties in to this week's topic. Before we get too deep into this stuff, when it comes to resale value and those type of things, conversations with homeowners, is that something that is coming back where people are actually thinking, I'm concerned or thinking about maybe selling or just thinking about resale value? Is that part of a conversation now?
I think it's nationally, yes.
Okay.
And even maybe statewide, yes. Madison area, I'm not sure if that has hit here yet. I think we're, our figures in Dane County look about twice as good as the rest of the state, and our state looks better than nationally. So what I'm getting at is, I think last month, October or September numbers came in, and it was the first month that we had a drop in actual prices on houses. I've been saying for a while, listen, your price went up fast the last couple of years. Did your value go up? I mean, value doesn't change as much as price. Price can change depending on the day, right?
Yes.
And who wants it. But the prices have come down a little bit. And the figures I saw are things like 40% of houses now. This is for the October figures are selling at or below asking price, which is a change from offering 30 grand more than asking price a year ago. There's still some selling for more than asking price, depending on the neighborhood and things. But I think actually this is the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
If you, in your history, Sean, when you were going to go buy a car, did you walk up and offer more than the sticker price ever?
That's a starting high bar. We're working our way well down. No, never. No.
I'm going to trust you, but I'm willing to go, 20% over asking price. No, that's not the normal situation. And I'm not even sure that's healthy and how things appraised out and things like that. So anyways, there is a little bit of adjustment coming on. And the talk about resale has to do with, okay, let's say I get a job change. If my house has, there are some things you can do. A lot of these projects that we talk about, the big ones, especially kitchens, baths, basements, we're going to talk a little bit about today, can help you definitely move your house faster, possibly. It might make it appeal to more people, which is always good on the resale price.
You know, one of the things I found interesting, and one of the things that I've loved, and you've talked about it much better than I have, which is the idea of staying. You know, if you're staying in place and doing a good remodeling job for something that a house that you're going to stay in for years to come, how it's such a great win-win. If you love your neighborhood and you love your everything about your house, except maybe the kitchen needs updating or maybe the bathroom needs upgrading. There's nothing better than we're going to do a really good remodel in these spaces. There's nothing better than doing that for yourself, knowing that what you're doing is going to last a long time, as opposed to, you know, some of these people that are saying, well, we're going to get out of here in 6 months. We're going to cut every corner possible. And then the new owners get something and they're automatically, first thing they're doing is saying, we've got to, even though it's a newer kitchen, we've already got to remodel it. Doing this stuff kind of for yourself and for higher quality is good all around.
Yeah, and people make different kinds of choices. If there was if we had the reverse situation and there were just houses everywhere for sale, people aren't necessarily. It's almost like a flip situation gets popular where we'll kind of do enough to sell it, but we're not really doing right by the house. We're not really doing a thoughtful remodel and putting maybe the best products in there. Whereas if you're going to stay there a while, it's different. I was going to mention too, I think about half our remodeling falls into this category of fulfilling a need, like we're, and maybe more than half, but you know, okay. Our kitchen's falling apart. We've got to get this fixed. We need a bigger kitchen. We got more people we want to entertain. We got kids. We need a basement finish because of all the same issues. Our house just isn't big enough, but we love where we're living. But there's also a fairly big contingent of people that have reached a point in their life where they can have some of the things they want. I mean, it's kind of like driving down the belt line, right? Like I have the saying, if none of us had any pride, we'd all be driving minivans because it's the most practical vehicle.
Yes.
But, you know, we don't. We drive things we like and we want, and some of those things cost money. And it's a little bit like that. People go, well, hey, you've got some wherewithal. Maybe your kids are gone. This happens a lot. The boomers are good at this. Said, hey, I want a nice kitchen. I want it because I want it, and we're not planning on leaving anytime soon. I think that does play in the equation because I wouldn't recommend somebody just, you know, put the farm into a house if they think they're going to be gone in a year. This just doesn't make sense. But designed for a long time, it's much better for us too. Like we want to build for a long, you know, a longer period of time. So
that leads me to what I was going to ask you about too is kind of the typical homeowner that you guys work with at Edge Construction. Are they typically somebody that's probably planning on staying at their home for years to come?
It's much more like that now. You know, it's houses have gotten expensive and people want to get in certain areas. Especially in Dane County, there's spots that people just really try hard to get into, and you know, you're not going to find the perfect house in that area sometimes. So, okay, we got where we wanted, we got the neighborhood we wanted. Now let's fix that house. And I guess I misspoke before. It's a lot more of fulfilling a need probably than getting what I want, but. That is a challenge in a lot of Madison neighborhoods. We've got a lot of older houses, a lot of smaller houses. How do we make these things work? And we can talk about that stuff too.
Well, yeah, I want to ask you a little bit about kind of the want versus need remodeling projects and having, obviously, I don't think there's a stark line that says we need to do this, but we can't do what we want, or we want to do this, we're not going to get more of what we need. I know it's probably not exactly one or the other. There's a little bit of both. But with that, with those type of projects, you know, we think of need. I've got to guess in talking with you, kitchens and bathrooms are probably the two that you get the call that this is something we need to do. We put it off long enough.
Yeah. I mean, those items wear out like tires on a truck. In a kitchen, it's amazing sometimes when we're on demo day because sometimes I'm guilty too. We pull up and I'm thinking, you know, this kitchen doesn't look too bad. And the homeowner's been dealing with it and they're annoyed with it. So they want it gone. But, you know, they're thinking too a lot of times, well, maybe some of this is salvageable. We donate a lot of stuff to through homeowners to like Habitat, or sometimes we'll find somebody that needs cabinets and help them out. But it's amazing how many times when we start taking apart that stuff, how worn out it really is, how used up 30-year-old cabinets are, and sometimes you just don't know it until you get in there.
Have we gotten better? And I know the answer to this. Like the mechanicals and the design. I mean, the hardware itself is. You mentioned, you know, seeing things get worn out. I remember like my grandparents, one of the houses they had years ago. I remember like the drawers were literally just boxes that slid into boxes. There was nothing on there to like the nice easy glide. It was like you were pulling out like it's like a dresser almost. incredible. I mean, we've gotten a lot better with like hardware and design, not only more sturdy, but just operates better.
They do. And well, you know, I know exactly the kitchens you're talking about. My mom has one of those kitchens. Those kitchens were built in place by guys like me in the 60s and earlier.
They're tanks.
They were tanks, and they held up, but, you know, 60 years is a long time.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, they didn't have the options for the all the good stuff, the slow-close stuff. But there were advantages to it, too. You know, they did get a lot of longevity out of that stuff. They didn't have... They didn't put things in that were going to fail either. You know, if they would have had an option for a cheap drawer glide, they might have used it. Maybe that was the only option for a while, but they didn't do that. They built things out of wood. Now, did they work that great 60 years later? Well, some of them not that great. Sorry, Mom, I need to fix your kitchen. But yeah, now that has gotten to be a standard. You know, I remember, you know, 10 years ago when we started doing the show, and one of my things was I wanted to find a cabinet company where things were standard, where the stuff everybody wants was standard. At that time, the slow close hardware was not standard. You know, now I don't even know if you can buy cabinets without that on there, but you know, we certainly have it.
I just remember there was a drawer at my grandma's house where you'd have to kind of give it a little, and it'd go, and then it was just like...
massage a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Talking this morning, Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. And we talk about some of those rooms that need to be remodeled. If you've got like a master bath, those type of spaces, those often are ones too. You get the call of saying, "It's not that we want to get this remodeled as much as it really needs to be done." Right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's probably if I had to put a percent on it, I'll give you a scenario. It's probably 10% of the master baths we do have some plastic kind of duct taped over some of the tile.
Sure.
Because just, you know, that grouted rotted. It was sort of old technology and started to fail, and water got behind the tile, loosened things up, and then you're probably going to find water damage in the floor below a little bit, you know, because that's just seeping through. So people are sometimes desperate, too, to get it fixed, because it just, when it fails, it starts failing. And baths, I always think, like, okay, I have to deal with the numbers and what it costs to do this stuff, and I know it costs real money to do a real remodel on a master bath, but when you start digging in there and see what water does to these rooms over time, somebody really has to not sugarcoat this thing and go over the top of that stuff. They got to tear it out and start off fresh.
And we talk about those two spaces as well. I know I watch a fair number of real estate shows on TV and those type of things. People are looking for... really, you know, high-end kitchens, like materials, different higher-end countertops, those kind of things, nice appliances, master baths that are recently updated. When it comes to kind of going back to that resale value and those type of things, or just marketing of your home, those type of things are things that prospective buyers are looking at for sure.
Yeah, there is a little bit, you know, if you look back to before the bubble, like in 04, people just wanted bigger, you know, like it was like McMansion time. And like every house was bigger than the last. And we were building houses back then, and I remember what it was like. It was kind of like a free-for-all. And now those days are gone, thankfully, and it's more – I don't want to say people are settling for a smaller house, but they're willing to have a little smaller house if they can have higher quality things in it. And I think that is such a healthy thing, the natural products that are going in houses. We have – 4 or 5 remodels going on right now that have where we're refinishing old school wood floors or adding on real nail down wood floors, or you know, that has become important, those natural products. And I know quartz is man made, they take a stone and they bind it together, but it's still a stone countertop. It's going to last forever. The quartz countertops, I hope people are getting a little gun shy on the particle board cabinets. They aren't my favorite. And there's a place for particle board, but I just don't like it in cabinets. And then you mentioned the little things like the drawer glides, and those are a quality issue. Mm-hmm. If people didn't demand that and weren't willing to pay for it, manufacturers would never include that stuff. The wood floors, the better quality products have become important. So I think it's super healthy for housing.
Is efficiency and not so, although energy efficiency is important, but I mean, as far as like efficiency, as far as use of space, making good, efficient use of square footage, that's become a higher priority as well, hasn't it?
Well, and that's where, some of the new construction, I think, falls down a little bit because they're, sorry, guys, I know we work for you, but I'm going to pick on you. You don't do enough design. Now some are building plans that have been fleshed out over years, and we call it redlining, where if somebody has a new idea, people like me, we all get in a room, we go, you know, this doesn't make sense. Can't we do this? And there may be a mechanical reason not to do it, or there are another a load-carrying reason not to do it, but we try and figure out the best way to build these houses, and those houses benefit from hundreds and thousands of hours of design work and CAD work. It's a little tougher when you're building from scratch and everything's new and custom. I think you can't rush that upfront process. We have a house that's digging probably in about a month. We don't build that many houses, but this one we're building. And, this thing has probably been in design for a year. And, we just got to a point where... Well, for one, homeowners wanted to get going, so that was, but also the plan got to a point where everybody was comfortable that we can build it. So I feel much better when we make that investment in the design up front.
Really important considerations. We talk about, whether you're looking at resale value or just longevity of your home and really preserving that investment, making best use of it. There's a lot of great options out there. Mention the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. We're going to touch on a recent basement remodel a little bit later on in the program. Why don't you head on over there, though, right now. Check that out. Also, while you're there, check out the links to Howe's, Pinterest, Facebook. If you haven't experienced Howe's before, definitely check that out. It's a really, really fun place to get some great ideas for some remodeling. Just head on over to edgeconstructioncompany.com. There's a link right there. You can also pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-636-3343. That's 636-EDGE. Edge Construction, of course, brings you the Home Remodeling Show right here on 1310 WIVA.
You're listening to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction. Email your questions to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Once again, here's Sean Preble on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. It's all one word, Edge Construction. I do take two. Three, two, and... This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com, all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website to learn more about Edge Construction. Also links there to Howe's, Pinterest, and Facebook. Great resources. You've been thinking about doing some remodeling. Get some great ideas there. And then pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. Talking this week about some remodels that can make good resale value sense, some that don't, things to avoid. And a lot of this, too, as we think about kind of the nature of home ownership currently, is a lot of folks are spending more time in their home, spending more time at the same location. And rather than, doing remodeling to sell, they're doing remodeling to stay. And Mike, one of the things that we got to think about is there are just certain things in houses that can make them look or feel dated. I think like especially some of those houses, like ranch style homes and those type of things that have like a lot of walls seems to be a red flag to me that it's like, yeah, it kind of feels like an old kind of feel to them. Do you see stuff like that? Those type of.
Yeah. So this is and it's not always as easy as saying, well, let's just open things up. Right. I think the design should be comprehensive where you're that's the advantage of CAD, by the way, is you can get a top-down look. It's like if you peel the roof off this house, you can look down on it, and the first thing we do is really draw that thing the way it's sitting. So before anything's changed, we draw it, get the beam loads in there, start playing around with what we can do. And once you know the elements that are in there, some of those older, you mentioned a ranch house, some of the real problems that really make them dated are they didn't really 70s, 60s ranches didn't really have a master suite, right? They'd have kind of the master bedroom might have had a bath off it, but some of these showers were super tiny, just, you know, 30 inches wide, if that. You know, I'm 6'3". A lot of them you can't even stand. I don't know if I could stand up straight in them, much less fit in them. But it's kind of not – at the time, I knew what they were trying to do. Like, this was somewhat of a new idea. Houses didn't have this. And so they did get a bath there, which is awesome. And, you know, meant they probably had another bath that served the rest of the house, which is great, two full baths. But, yeah, that small bathroom, that dated bathroom, usually narrow, pretty tight on space. Kitchen might have been hidden a little bit. Might have been it would be typically not up front where we want it now. It'd be in the back. And when we do design now, even if it's on a new house, a lot of the common areas, sort of the common spaces, like the kitchen, great room areas, the spots where your friends and relatives are going to be with you, those feel the same whether it's a big house or a small house. So, and that's the goal with that design, is to go, okay, we want the kitchen to join the rest of the house, probably. And because it generally wouldn't be, right? It'd be sort of partitioned off. We want to make it great for entertainment. We want all those things. And we sort of want those, we know how we want our common spaces to feel now.
Is there, and it's interesting too, with that, is I think of like open concept, open floor plan, those type of things. There is an art in looking at, for I mentioned the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com, looking at the projects you guys have done where you're opening things up. It's more than simply, as you point out, knocking out walls. Things have to fit together. The new remodeling has to fit with the rest of the house. And, you know, some walls you gotta make sure that that you're not making it so changing the configuration so much that it just doesn't make sense. It's hard for me to even verbalize, but there's an art to that, to making that stuff all fit together, and that requires a lot of planning and a lot of design.
It does, and I think that's a little bit. I mean, I love house. Like if I look at our stuff, I tend to go towards house because I just like the nuts and bolts. I want to get to the pictures and see what it's all about. Plus, I think we have more projects on house that haven't been filled in on our website, but anyways, the problem though with like a Pinterest and a house, probably more Pinterest than house, I call it cut and paste design or cut and paste remodeling, because the temptation when this first came along was to go for a homeowner to go, well, okay, I want that crown molding, so we'll pull that in, and I want this, I want that, and I want this tile, and then you end up with all these things that don't necessarily go together. So now we start with designing the spaces and then work from basics out. And then some of that stuff is just the frosting that goes on. Some of those, maybe that's those specialty item. It might be a barn door. It might be people have found specialty windows they wanted us to incorporate somehow. Something that maybe something rustic, a beam or something. But you got to be a little careful with how much of that stuff you're going to incorporate, because it just starts to look like that cut and pasting.
How often do you have a situation, and I think of things that look or feel kind of dated. Do you have like a kitchen remodel where suddenly people say, you know what, we want to do the kitchen, but there's some other spaces around the house. Maybe we even want to do things like as simple as not, I don't want to call it simple because I know there's a lot to it, but kind of update the trim around the house and the color scheme and the profile of these things, is saying, you know what, we're doing a kitchen, but we really want the whole house to have this kind of tie-in. Do you get that often as well?
More often now. That seems to be trending back in where for a while now, if we were doing a kitchen or a kitchen dining area or kitchen dining great room area, people aren't necessarily wanting to go back in with the same exact woodwork, the basin case, baseboards and casing and door styles that would have got picked out for them probably by a previous owner, 20, 30 years ago. The painted stuff is pretty popular. People like the brightness of it, the lightness of it. Plus, Dane County has so much of a, it's almost like color of that door. It's the old color was called Fruitwood. That was the stain, Fruitwood on oak. And I bet you half of Dane County has that color in it predominantly. It's the woodwork, it's the floors, it's everything. And so we're peeling that stuff back out. We're sanding those floors and darkening them. We're doing different woodwork. And more there's projects where people are going, I want to take care of the trim on this floor, trimming doors. And yeah, that's a good point, because that really updates a house when you can do it. All remodeling is, where do you stop? So it's sometimes tough to do those projects where you're going to hit the kitchen and if you're going to hit the kitchen and master bath and some trim in a common areas, then, you know, you're already down the rabbit hole, Sean.
Yes. Well, no, you got to put that on a t-shirt.
This is about time you're holding your heart going, honey, stop.
is that a Mike exclusive, the all remodeling is where you stop, by the way? Because that's...
Can I patent that or whatever you want to call
it? Yes. That is very provocative. But that's interesting. Does it, you mentioned the fruit wood on oak look. It can be in a house where it's, you know, there's hasn't been a lot of updating. It might be a bit innocuous. Does it suddenly also be a consideration because as you're doing some of these updates and these remodels, where suddenly you go, you know what, I hadn't thought about that before, but I it's probably something that should be addressed.
Well, I tell you, it's so funny because this last week I was at our the place that supplies us with all the products for redoing the wood floors and installing wood floors. And they said, oh, you got to come next week because we got a new product coming out. It's called Red Out. And what it is when you stain red oak wood, you kind of get that orangey looking color. And so now we can sand floors, use this Red Out product, which has been around for a little while. Actually, I've known about it, but they're going to demo it for us. And it's supposed to kind of make red oak look like white oak, I guess. So then you don't end up with that orangey color. So it must be a problem. I don't know.
Talking this morning with Mike Tuig at Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website. If you haven't checked it out yet, head on over there now, edgeconstructioncompany.com. We're going to be talking about a recent basement remodel titled Cozy Lower Level. Check that out. You can see the pictures, and we're going to be talking about that in just a few moments. Again, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Our telephone number, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. Again, great opportunity this time of year to talk with Mike and the team and think about doing remodeling. Again, just pick up the phone, give him a call, 608-636-3343. We'll continue our conversation with Mike Tuig of Edge Construction next as the Home Remodeling Show continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. All one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. Hanging out with Mike Tuig this morning, talking about some remodels that add to the resale value of your home. And as Mike pointed out earlier, a lot of folks here in the area, a lot of people we're not really doing stuff to sell. There's not a lot of people flipping either, and certainly when it comes to that type of work, it's a problem. Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. You don't get a lot of people saying, "Hey, we're going to sell in 6 months. We want to do this stuff
No, not with us.
Not your wheelhouse. What most people are looking for when they're called is the stuff that they're saying, you know what, we're going to stay here. We want this to last. We want it to look great when it comes to that remodel. So we're kind of breaking down some of those projects that people look at, some of those areas that whether it's the want versus need remodel or kind of the updating, make things look and feel modern and current, and of course getting some of that dated look out of there. You guys recently did, and we talk about basement remodels, and there are so much amazing work that you guys do at Edge Construction. The one we're going to talk about, you guys did a great job with this basement, and dare I say, it's kind of, and it's certainly what you guys start with, it's a very typical space that you guys started with, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a, I would say it's like average in every way. It's just, this house, we actually worked on it when it was new. It's not that old, probably a couple years old, and came back in and did the basement. I would guess it's about a 1,700 square foot, two-story, so that lower level finished space. I think we did maybe 600 feet and got a nice little. I see a bed in there. That was naughty of you guys, but
there's not any storage. They're storing it there.
They're storing it in there. But it's supposed to be an office, so it's an office. Kind of another extra bath, down there with just a walk-in modular shower, real normal. Nice little vanity, quartz top, tile floors. We, you know, we're talking about the good quality products. Mm-hmm. You know, even in the basement, that's I don't want to call this a budget build out, but it's not super high end. It falls right in the middle. But they still wanted, it was important to them to put put tile down, which is a great product for a bath, and then you know, good vanity and quartz top. So and then you end up with that nice great room, and I love the little things that that where design pays off. If you notice the picture, carpenters don't love pocket doors, Sean. I'm just going to come clean.
Yeah, you had some probably words that we're not going to use out. You're telling me about no.
I think the designers put them in there just to irritate me. But, no, I know they fit into the design differently. But this one was a little tricky because it doesn't look like it, but it's that pocket door is on an angled wall in that office. And it did work out. I know why they put it in there. It's all good, but kind of cracks me up. But yeah, if you look at the details, you know, how we finished out, you know, we didn't put new windows in it. So we actually, those little windows are in the top of the basement, but we did a really nice little finish. And then we sand and paint those so that everything looks kind of shiny and new. Lots of light. I don't know. Is there anything else you're noticing now?
Yeah, what I am noticing too is you mentioned some of the trim stuff, and there's a picture of the bathroom looking through the door, and you look around that bathroom door, and just kind of the detailed and kind of that that profile of that trim and the way that it looks. It's a real nice. It's subtle, but it's a really nice look for that space, and it makes it look, you know, higher end. It makes it look like a. Obviously, there was some detail and some thought put into that design element.
There was, and a beautiful little vanity in there. It's not really that little. It's a custom color. It's kind of a deep green, so yeah, like I said, they touched up that, you know, a little upgrade here and there, but a very nice normal basement.
One final thing about this space is it's nice and open, good place. You got kiddos to play, those kind of things. You mentioned the light, and we got to mention real quick LED lights and how they've not only are they more efficient, do other great things. Basements in particular, they allow a little bit more headspace and other things, don't they?
They do. So we got a little taller down there, and you know, you're always dealing with the soffits, which impinge on that headspace. But I think that if you take a little care on how you build out those soffits, to me that it sounds like a goofy thing that can make the basement, but do you know what I'm talking about? Where that ceiling comes down, and it's usually going around a beam or some heating elements in there. Mm-hmm. We snaked a couple lights in there, a couple LED cans in there. And you're just trying to make them blend or do something a little fancy with them so that they kind of add and not subtract.
Really neat stuff. You're on the internet right now. Check them out, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. It's a cozy lower level project. Check that out online. But think about doing some remodeling. Mike and the team would love to talk with you. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. We'll talk a little bit more about Edge Construction. We will do that next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.